Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, Stoic Squad. This is Avery Hart, your daily dose of wisdom and chill vibes. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs left and right? You know that feeling when you trip on air, spill coffee on yourself, or just plain mess up. Well, guess what? We all do. It's part of being human. But here's the Stoic twist. How we react to these little, or sometimes big, blunders is what truly matters. And today, we're diving deep into cultivating self-compassion through kindness and empathy. Not just for others, but for ourselves too. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking this is all about being a fuzzy bunny hugger, hear me out. Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions or becoming emotionless robots. It's about understanding our feelings, acknowledging them without judgment, and responding with wisdom and grace. Think of it like this. Imagine you're watching a friend stumble and fall. How would you react? Chances are, you'd offer a kind word, maybe even a laugh to lighten the mood. So why not treat ourselves with the same level of kindness and understanding? Here are five key takeaways that'll help you cultivate that inner Stoic softy. First up, recognize your humanity. We all make mistakes, experience setbacks, and have moments where we feel like total goofballs. Embrace those imperfections. They're part of what makes us unique and human. Remember that famous quote, "To err is human." Well, it's not just a catchy saying, it's a fundamental truth. Second, practice mindful self-talk. Ever catch yourself thinking things like, "I'm so stupid," or, "Why can't I ever get anything right?" "" Those negative voices are your inner critic running wild. Try to reframe those thoughts with kindness and understanding. Instead of beating yourself up, say something like, "Okay, this didn't go as planned, but it's a learning opportunity." Third, focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Make a conscious effort to recognize and celebrate them. When you focus on what you're good at, it boosts your confidence and helps you navigate those moments of self-doubt. Think about the things that make you shine. What are you naturally gifted at? What do people compliment you on? Fourth, show yourself compassion. Imagine a friend going through a tough time. Would you judge them harshly or offer a listening ear and a warm embrace? Extend that same kindness to yourself. Treat yourself with care, understanding, and patience, especially when things get challenging. Finally, practice gratitude. It might seem cheesy, but taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life can shift your perspective and cultivate a sense of inner peace. What are you grateful for today? Maybe it's a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or simply the ability to breathe. Now, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Picture this. You're giving a presentation at work and totally bomb. Your mind races with thoughts like, "I messed up, everyone thinks I'm incompetent, and why did I even try?" It's easy to spiral into self-criticism and despair. But here's where Stoic self-compassion kicks in. Instead of letting those negative thoughts consume you, acknowledge them, but don't dwell on them. Remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes. Even the most seasoned presenters have had their share of blunders. Take a deep breath, offer yourself some kindness, and focus on learning from the experience. Maybe next time, you'll try practicing your presentation in front of a friend or family member for feedback. Remember, self-compassion isn't about being perfect. It's about treating ourselves with the same understanding and kindness we would offer to a dear friend. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself and celebrate those small victories along the way. So there you have it, Stoic Squad. Five key takeaways to help you cultivate self-compassion through kindness and empathy. Remember, treat yourself with the same care and understanding you would offer to someone you love. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from a little dose of Stoic wisdom. Stay calm, stay kind, and keep it real.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.